I'm Bob Masago, and welcome to an Americana Fest in studio session on WNRN. This was recorded at East Iris Studios in Nashville during September's Americana Fest. Sweet Meg is an artist with a new album called Never Been Home. You'll find it on all the streaming services and on Bandcamp. She brings an unusual perspective to her Americana music by having a background in jazz performance, and that got started in Paris. We talked a bit about how she got there.
Tell me about how you actually got started in music.
I got started in kind of a funny way. Most of my career has been in kind of a funny, random way. But when I was 16, I played like classical piano and I didn't want to sing. I did not think I was a good singer. My dad was convinced I was. But I remember I started playing ukulele almost as a joke. I thought I was like, I want to be hilarious if I got really good at ukulele. And I found this I found this group in New York called Sonic Uke. And it was these two wacky guys. They were like feather boas, and they would do these wacky ukulele concerts. And I was like, these guys are hilarious. I need to go see them. So I emailed them. I was like, hey, you know, I'm 16, but I want to know when you're playing again and if I could come. Like, you know, I don't know if you play bars, blah, blah. And they emailed me back like, cool, you want to open for us? And I was like, okay. And so like I just wrote some songs like then and there, and I was like, okay, I guess I'm gonna perform, why not? And so I performed, and then I started doing these midnight ukulele cabarets, and then I started doing all these like ukulele performances, and I was on these like forums I still to this day have never seen, but apparently there's forums. That's how I made the connection with France, because people in France would follow me. And that's kind of how it got going. And then from there I kept writing and writing, and then I got really into songwriting and started learning actually guitar. And I was kind of just doing that, and then I wanted to move to France because I made these friends, and I just wanted to move there. And so through Sarah Lawrence, there was a program that I could go to a jazz school and get credit, and I was like, cool, I'll get a visa, I'll get there, and then I'll figure out how to stay there. And then I was in Paris, and I was the only singer who spoke English, so teachers started hiring me for gigs, and I was like, all right, I'll just be a jazz singer now, I guess. And that happened, and then I had to move back to New York, and because I'd done that, I was like, well, that seems like a good way to make money on the side. I'll just keep gigging in jazz, and fell into that. And then I was actually trying to be a historian and stuff like that. And I was working in research for PBS, and I was doing my every night doing jazz singing and during the day doing research. And I was making more money in jazz. So I was like, I can't keep doing two jobs. I guess I'm a jazz singer.
Here's an in-studio version of Canberra Baby Blue. It's from Sweet Meg's new album, Never Been Home, recorded in Nashville at Americana Fest.
They had to call a taxi to get me up out of your house. Dreaming of the west side, honey. You and me dancing on the cold side. Dreaming of the west side, honey. Well, I tried and I tried, but there's no getting home, a home to you. So I smoked myself silly, wasting time. I was down at Mooney's bar, tired to get to heaven on a fine tooth comb, but you know I didn't get too far. Now I'm sleeping in the backseat, honey, fogging out the window of this old tin roof. I'm in the backseat, honey. Oh, well, I tried and I tried, but there's no getting home, a home to you. Well, I can drive and I can drive, but there's no getting over baby blue. So I cried into lonely faces, they hadn't heard of you. I'm tired of wasting time, I've seen the world, now I wanna see you. Take me over this blue water, get me back home to my baby blue. So I took a train in the morning, plane at night, you know my head weighs a ton. Woke up on a nine, such a pretty sight, but you know it just ain't the right one. Now I'm running up the tarmac, baby. giggling in the summer, take me back to the States. I'm on the tarmac, baby. Oh, well, I tried and I tried, but there's no getting home, home to you. Well, I can dive and I can dive, but there's no getting over baby blue. So I ride into lonely faces, they hadn't heard of you. I'm tired of wasting time, I've seen the world, now I wanna see you. Get me over this blue water, get me back over the border, get me back home to my baby blue, my baby blue, my baby blue, a baby blue, a baby blue, a baby blue.
Sweet Meg recorded live in studio at Americana Fest in Nashville with Canberra, Baby Blue. That's on the new album, Never Been Home. This is the third record that Sweet Meg has made since moving from New York to Nashville. I asked her about the making of the record and her use of Mose Wilson and Dennis Crouch as co-producers.
Mose is an old friend. Mose and Hannah Juanita are both people I've known in Nashville pretty much right when I started coming down here. I was first friends with Hannah, and I met Mose through her. And me and Mose had, you know, I knew he was producing her records, and I had wanted to, you know, I'm not from the South. I don't have the same background as he does, as someone who's grown up in country music. It's something that I've learned over the years. And I really wanted to bring Nashville into the record. And I was like, but I wanted to keep what I brought to it. And I thought it would be a great mix to have him in, because he comes from such a background of knowing this stuff deeply into his bones. And so he brought that energy. He's also just a really thoughtful producer. I think he's really meant to do it. He cares so much. So that's kind of how that started. And then I knew I wanted Dennis involved because he was on all my Western Swing records, and he's just such a pro and has just done so many records. He's like just someone you should have in the studio. And so he was kind of more of the, he was like in studio producer, like kind of calling shots then. And me and Mose were kind of the sit in our car and like, you know, in a parking lot and listen to the record over and over again and talk about like spacey things producing. So, and that's kind of how it all worked out.
Now here is Sweet Meg recorded live in studio at Americana Fest in Nashville with the song Nashville.
Another lonely night in Texas, still don't know my way. I keep taking left-hand turns, what's right I cannot say. Another lonely night on the road, family's calling me back home. Well, I could buy myself a ticket, but it's just another place to be alone. So it's another night in Texas, gambling all the time. Do I save my lucky stars or do I lay them on the line? I need a double shot of whiskey, some loving and some cheap cocaine. Well, then it really doesn't matter if nobody in here speaks my name. Ain't got a home out on the road. This feeling low's getting mighty old. But when I lay my head down in Nashville, honey, you know it'll be my home. And so I'll drive out on that highway, drive out to the sea. If I look out hard enough, we'll you'll be seeing me. Are you dancing with that girl? Maybe are you taking her home? Well, I know you miss me, baby, but nobody ever wants to sleep alone. direction I'm feeling out of place with this LA highway woman, and she's staring in my face. I'll be on that train to Memphis, driving 40 so soon. Well, I'll be back before you know it. Watch the tiger lilies in the morning blue. Ain't got a home out on the road. It's a feeling low, it's getting mighty old. When I lay my head down in Nashville, honey, you know it'll be my home. I know I'm far away from Nashville, honey, but you know I'm coming back.
Sweet Meg live in studio at East Iris Studios in Nashville during Americana Fest 2025. The definition of Americana music is much debated. I asked Sweet Meg her opinion.
My own personal definition of Americana is all the information of American music that we have to offer mixed in a pot and then adding a new flavor to it. You know, adding something original to it. And it's not just roots is doing the old thing, right? And it's still wonderful, and I do love doing that too. And I think this Americana world is all about learning from the context and then creating something new, taking it to the next step.
That's great. Thanks so much for spending time with us today.
Yeah, absolutely.
Thanks.
This has been an Americana Fest in-studio session on WNRN with Sweet Meg. Her new album, Never Been Home, is available now. For WNRN, I'm Bob Masago. Thanks for listening.